Deuteronomy chapter 1. These are the words that Moses spoke to all Israel east of the Jordan River in the Arava wilderness across from Shuf between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahav. It is an 11-day journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. On the first day of the 11th month of the 40th year, Moses spoke to the Israelites, telling them everything the Lord had commanded him. This happened after he had defeated Sihon the king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, and Og the king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. Across the Jordan River, in the land of Moab, Moses began to expound this law, saying, "The Lord our God spoke to us at Horeb, saying, 'You have stayed at this mountain long enough. Leave here, resume your journey, and go to the hill country of the Amorites, and to all the neighboring regions, including the Jordan Valley Arava, the hill country, the Shephelah western foothills, the southern Negev, and the coastal plain, the land of the Canaanites and Lebanon, as far as the great river that is the Euphrates. Look, I have set the land before you. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them and their descendants after them. At that time I said to you, I am not able to carry you by myself alone. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and today you are as many as the stars of heaven. The Lord, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are, and bless you, as he has promised you. How can I bear your loads, problems, and disputes all by myself? Choose wise, understanding, and well-known men from each of your tribes, and I will appoint them as leaders over you.' You answered me, 'What you have proposed is good for us to do.' So I took the leaders of your tribes, wise and well-known men, and made them leaders over you, commanders of thousands, and commanders of hundreds, and commanders of 50, and commanders of 10, and officials of your tribes. I ordered your judges at that time, 'Hear the cases between your people, and judge fairly between a man and his brother, or a resident foreigner who is with him. You must not show partiality in judgment, but hear the small and the great alike. Do not be intimidated by anyone, for the judgment is God's. The case that is too hard for you, bring to me, and I will hear it.' I instructed you at that time about everything you should do. Then we journeyed from Horeb and went through all the great and terrible wilderness that you saw, by the way to the hill country of the Amorites, just as the Lord our God commanded us, until finally we arrived at Kadesh Barnea. Then I said to you, 'You have arrived at the hill country of the Amorites that the Lord our God is giving to us. See, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up, take possession of it, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has spoken to you. Do not fear or be discouraged.' Then all of you approached me and said, 'Let us send men ahead of us, so that they may explore the land for us and bring us advice on how to go up and the types of cities that we will come to.' I thought the plan was a good idea. So I took 12 men from among you, one man from each tribe. They left and went up into the hill country, and came to the valley of Eshcol, and explored it. They took some of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us. They brought back a report and said, 'It is a good land that the Lord our God is giving to us.' Yet you refused to go up and rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You complained in your tents and said, 'It is because the Lord hates us that he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. Where can we go? Our brothers have made our heart melt, saying, "The people are stronger and taller than we are. The cities are large and fortified up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the Anakites there." Then I said to you, "Do not be terrified of them. The Lord your God is going before you. He will fight for you, just as he did for you in Egypt before your very own eyes. and in the wilderness, where you saw how the Lord your God carried you like a father carries his son, everywhere you went, until you came to this place. But even in spite of all this, you did not believe the Lord your God, who went ahead of you to find places for you to pitch your tents. He showed you what way to go by fire at night and by a cloud during the day. When the Lord heard your words, he became angry and made a solemn vow. Surely there is not one person of this evil generation who will see the good land I have promised to give to your fathers, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh. He will see it. I will give him and his descendants the land that he set his foot on, because he has wholly followed the Lord. The Lord was also angry with me because of you, saying, you will not go in there either. Joshua the son of Nun, your assistant, will go in there. Encourage him, for he will cause Israel to inherit it. As for your little ones, who you claimed would be taken captive, and your children, who do not know good or evil, they will go in there, and I will give the land to them, and they will possess it. But as for you, turn back and go back into the wilderness by the way to the Red Sea. Then you answered and confessed to me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up now and fight, according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. So each one of you strapped on his weapons of war, thinking how easy it would be to go up into the hill country. But the Lord said to me, tell them, do not go up or fight, because I will not be with you, and you will be defeated by your enemies. So I told you, but you did not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Lord, and presumptuously went up into the hill country. But the Amorites who live in the hill country came out against you, and chased you like a swarm of bees. They beat you down from Seir all the way to Hormah. Then you returned and wept before the Lord. But the Lord would not listen to you or pay attention to you. So you stayed at Kadesh a long time, indeed, for the full time.